Imagine walking into a room and instantly sensing the tension, understanding what people need before they speak, or knowing exactly what to say in a delicate situation. This isn't mind reading. It's Noonchi, Korea's secret superpower that has helped this small nation survive countless invasions and emerge as a global cultural powerhouse. Noonchi, pronounced Noonchi, is the art of gauging others' thoughts and feelings to build harmony and connection. It's about reading the room with lightning speed, continuously recalibrating your understanding based on subtle cues from words, gestures, and facial expressions. While Western cultures often celebrate direct communication and individualism, Noonchi offers something different. A practical skill that can transform your relationships, career, and quality of life by helping you navigate the unspoken currents of human interaction. Koreans value quick Noonchi over merely good Noonchi, recognizing that social intelligence requires rapid understanding. As the saying goes, if you have quick Noonchi, you can eat shrimp in a monastery. This skill bends the universe's laws to your advantage. Practicing Noonchi means observing rooms holistically, noting how people interact within the bunwoogi atmosphere. Your goal is to understand this atmosphere and align with it, especially where crucial information remains unspoken. Research by psychologist Jae Hong Ho shows better Noonchi correlates with higher self-esteem, life satisfaction, and empathy. Think of Noonchi as social medicine, whose first principle is do no harm. Like physicians who diagnose before treating, those with good Noonchi assess situations before acting. In our screen-dominated world, this skill of genuine presence and perception grows increasingly valuable. To develop Noonchi, we must identify cultural barriers blocking our natural social intelligence. Western culture has embedded several Noonchi blockers that hinder our awareness. The first is valuing empathy over understanding. While empathy means feeling others' emotions, Noonchi maintains objective distance. It's not about putting yourself in someone's shoes, but observing from multiple angles to grasp the entire situation. Noonchi focuses on the whole room, sometimes requires silence, and values speed. The second blocker is valuing noise over stillness. Western cultures often discourage quiet contemplation, but Noonchi requires silencing the mind to honor your senses. Try mentally repeating what others say as they speak. This prevents interrupting and shows genuine listening. The third is valuing extroversion over introversion. Western society incorrectly assumes extroverts are healthier, but introverts' distance helps them better observe group dynamics and nonverbal cues. The fourth is valuing jagged edges over roundness. Western society rewards pushy behavior. Instead, aim to be round, like a smooth peach, impervious to sharks. Before reacting in conflict, ask yourself, what am I doing and why? The fifth is valuing individualism over collectivism. While collectivism may sound off-putting to individualists, we already participate in collective behaviors, as seen in crowd reactions at sporting events. The goal isn't eliminating uniqueness, but recognizing how your behavior affects others. How do you practice Noonchi? These 8 rules provide a practical framework. Rule number 1, empty your mind of preconceptions. As Bruce Lee said, empty your cup so that it may be filled. When reading a room, approach as an empty cup ready to perceive its true nature. Rule number 2, be aware of the Noonchi observer effect. You change a room just by entering it. Honor the existing atmosphere before disrupting it. Rule number 3, remember that everyone else has been there longer than you. Using Noonchi is like flying a kite. First, gauge the wind before expecting it to soar. Rule number 4, never pass up a good opportunity to shut up. You learn more from listening than speaking. Verbal minimalism conveys strength. Rule number 5, understand that manners exist for a reason. They create safe spaces through shared expectations and establish boundaries. Rule number 6, read between the lines. Turn down the volume to understand what someone is really saying by studying context and nonverbal cues. Rule number 7, Recognize that unintentional harm can be as bad as intentional harm. Good intentions don't excuse poor Noonchi. Rule number 8, be nimble, be quick. Being right is useless if you're too slow. Exceptional Noonchi requires swift observation and adaptation. In relationships, Noonchi serves as an invisible connector. When dating, focus on reading your date rather than managing their impression of you. Observe how they treat others and use the room as a distraction from first date anxiety. Couples with good Noonchi anticipate needs and spread consideration. Having a partner unable to read between the lines can be heartbreaking. While some experts advocate verbalizing all needs, this approach ignores that we don't always understand our own feelings. When communication becomes indirect, use Noonchi to break the cycle by changing your conversational approach. Noonchi gallantry involves using discretion to help others save face, naturally shifting focus when friends face awkward questions. The best Noonchi often goes unnoticed, signaling true mastery. With Noonchi, you can sense approaching arguments at family gatherings before they happen. Break cycles by declining to show up to every fight you're invited to. If a relationship consistently demands excessive Noonchi, consider stepping away. Noonchi is a finite resource that shouldn't be depleted on irremediable situations. The workplace is where Noonchi becomes essential for advancement. For every colleague lacking Noonchi, someone with outstanding Noonchi advances further by constantly eye-measuring the room. Great business leaders possessed quick Noonchi. Bill Gates showed foresight entering the video game market. Jeff Bezos understood consumers deeply. Steven Spielberg tactfully handled difficult studio executives. When negotiating salary, follow Noonchi rule number 4. Never pass up a good opportunity to shut up. State your request, then remain silent. Your uncomfortable counterpart may reveal crucial information unprompted. With incompetent colleagues, use the Socratic method. Ask questions that lead them to see flaws in their thinking while letting them save face. For workplace advancement, identify what your boss and their boss want, then present your desires as solutions to their problems. During interviews, let the interviewer speak as much as possible to learn what to emphasize and understand company culture. Even if you struggle with anxiety, Noonchi can be your ally. Anxiety can actually sharpen Noonchi. It's the underdog's advantage. For those with social anxiety, Noonchi shifts focus from self-consciousness toward observing others, similar to Buddhist techniques for managing the monkey mind. Noonchi might be the most important skill you'll ever learn. It relieves social anxiety by prioritizing harmony through observation rather than seeking approval. It embodies working smarter, not harder, and creates a pleasant atmosphere for everyone. The power of Noonchi isn't manipulation, but creating genuine connection through understanding. It's about working with the currents of human interaction rather than against them. In our screen-dominated world, the ability to truly read a room becomes a superpower that transforms relationships, career, and quality of life. Noonchi remains the underdog's secret weapon, an evolutionary gift that strengthens during emergencies and can lift you regardless of circumstances.